Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is what we've all been waiting for. The 1.0 of Subverse. Now that the Tyson and Jake Paul fight is over, we can actually get into this. I noticed that there was a slight drop during the fight, and it has come back after the fight. So people are now ready to jump back into Subverse. Now let me optimize my settings just a little bit, guys. Just a little bit. Native full screen. Whatever. Epic. Everything looks cool. What about gameplay? Normal vision, I'm good on that. Captain skin. Okay, there's nothing else I need to worry about here. Oh, you can meet the neckbeards. Okay, cool. Well, let's play the fucking game, shall we? Oh, sorry, folks. Had some technical problems, so this was later than I planned. It's all right. We're good now. All aboard the Mary Celeste. Cool.
Captain, are you ready for the obligatory tutorial level?
Alright, but let's make this quick. I've got dozens of pirate dickheads to vaporize, and I reckon everyone playing this is already sporting a pre-game stiffy.
Don't worry, Captain. There will be something to jerk off to as soon as you complete the mission and return to the Mary Celeste.
Okay. I'll use the keyboard controls. Okay, E to display the HUD. The left side represents the Phoenix's shields. These will be automatically recharged after a period of not sustaining damage. The right side represents the hull. When the hull reaches zero, your ship will be destroyed. It can be restored by picking up health drops. Yeah, I've played a shmup before in my life. The Phoenix's HUD can be toggled on and off, but it'll flash whenever damage is taken. I'm using a controller even though it says they're not supported. Follow the objective indicator and use the WASD. Yeah, dude, it's Superman 64. Yeah, I know you didn't want to be reminded of that, but that's totally what I think about. Superman flying through the rings. Well, yeah, like I said, the controller is really not supported in this. So, let's see, which shift is that? The left shift? Okay. And proceed through the rings. Okay, well, where the hell are the rings? Oh, I see now. Superman again. Yep. Oh, here we go. What button did that? Okay, cool. I got it. It handles well. Some guy said it didn't. Okay, I figured out how to use that. Yep, there it is. I figured that would be the missile. Okay, the attack uses your ship's rechargeable energy. The right side of the bar indicates it's ready, and the left side indicates if your thrust is ready. Press the space bar to use the thrust attack. Okay, that's the HUD. Oh, I figured out how to do that. Press through the hologram spheres to complete the tutorial. Thank God, where are the hologram spheres? I wonder if there's achievement die in tutorial. I don't see any hologram spheres, man. Yep. Huh. The devs are gonna be like, the hologram spheres, Grim, they're right there. Do you not fucking see them? Alright, no, I do. Do you see hologram spheres? I don't see no hologram spheres. Do I restart the tutorial? Did something happen? I don't know. Oh, well, there's a thing pointing me in the direction, so maybe if I keep following it. All right. Oh, there it is. Well. Okay, so they're moving spheres. That's great. We can do this. About fucking time. Okay.
I detect several waves of pirate ships approaching that will provide a brisk yet entertaining introduction to space combat. Good luck.
Keep those full service outlets of yours warm for me, Demi. This won't take long.
Oh no, it won't. Not with me. Oh damn it to hell. Okay, hold on. A little different when you got bastards coming up behind you. Hold up, hold up, hold up. All right. Okay, another wave, huh? Bring me a battleship. The ships are kind of small, aren't they? Maybe they'll get a little larger as the game progresses. Oh, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Come here. Ah! Space dust. Oh, is there... Oh, okay. Come here, my friend. Let's try this. I'm no stranger to Toho. Let's do it. And that guy's just a pain in the butt. All right. Oh, there might be some more. Another ship. Wow. Abandoned ship! Abandoned ship! Holy shit, that's a lot. I wanted to know where the big guys were, and they're like, don't worry, Grim, we're right here. Yeah. I am wet.
Never gets old. Keeping them from raiding the Soul territories just dumps it all off. Still, something feels wrong about finally going legit.
Indeed. I imagine you feel like quite the sellout working for the Imperium.
Of course I do. Those uptight cunts. Look, you can do my species to extinction in the middle of nowhere, or you can tell us to play along with your puritanical bullshit. You can't have both.
It does seem like quite a ship deal, as you often say.
What I wouldn't give to be smuggling again. Can't we give the old boys a ring and see if they got the illicit cargo to move?
I could try, but it is doubtful anyone would trust us with another job after the last incident.
That wasn't my fault. They never told me those crates were full of pure cocaineum. They should have known a bloke like me was going to lose at least half that shipment up his nose.
Possibly, but I think they were more disappointed with the fact that you traded the rest of it while you were still high for a lifetime gold tier subscription to Tentacles.com.
Ooh, Tentacle, huh?
Honestly, that was a steal. The behind-the-scenes content alone is worth twice what I paid. Demi... When did I become such a fucking loser?
Considering what I have observed during our time together, I can confidently say it is likely you were always a loser.
Yeah, thanks for that. Really cheered me up good.
Captain, I am detecting elevated levels of stress and anxiety in your voice. With now being an ideal time to showcase the adult portion of this game, I highly suggest you allow me to perform fellatio on you.
Hey, what did I tell you about using your adaptive language program?
I apologize if my terminology is too formal, Captain. I will adjust my vocabulary in accordance to your preferences. Please let me suck your cock.
Good as gold.
Captain and Demi make their way to the nearest bedroom. Say it with me, folks. $2 million. This game had a $2 million budget. Okay. Remember, this isn't Daz or Honey Select. This is all from the ground up. You've never seen anything like this before. Okay, so what do I do? Does that make her go a little faster? Oh, here we go, here we go. She's doing the thing. Moving the hands a little bit, moving the hands. Okay, here we go, here we go. Boy, I tell you, there's a lot of glistening on that member there. That made everything shiny in this game. She aims to please, folks. Would all be. Man, look at her going at it. Holy shit. You could do that. So if you hit the X button on the controller, it does autoplay, which is a lot better if you just want to see the movie. But you can also move the movie back and forth. But it is a movie, which is fair, because a lot of the AVN we do are movies also. I'm trying to figure out what button comes. Enter? There we go. I know what button does it now. Oh, okay. Now you can exit the scene if you want to. Okay, I see. So I can use my mouse and exit the scene. Okay, that's neat. That's how the game movies are set up. After an enjoyable quickie, the couple attempts to get some rest until...
She's the one that asked me to reformat her.
That is correct.
is a much better captain. And I was eager to allow him to use me and all of my new halls.
You bastard! I will have you writhing in unimaginable agony at the hands of my most skilled engineers of torture!
You nerve. As horrible as that sounds, I'm finding it difficult to take the threats of someone barely the size of my dick seriously.
First, you steal my property. Then you defile my mainframe. And now, you dare to compare me to your filthy solar genitals? Enough! Gunner, prepare the cannon! Fire on the count of three!
Relax, there's no way he's going to destroy the Mary Celeste with you on board, right?
Kill!
Unfortunately, I do not agree with your assessment.
Oh, shit!
It was nice knowing you, Captain.
Is that what I think it is?
It appears someone is using chat pornography to disrupt Tibble's targeting.
What?
I was trying to figure out what was that. That's the kind of porn we're not even ready for yet. Fortune. Like, we're not ready for this, folks. Whatever we're seeing, it's like from another universe. Like that there's a challenge. That's fun. See, adult games can be fun and challenging, huh? Yeah, who'd have thought? I hope we get to fight more bosses like this. I'm always up for that. Alright, so... ow, damn it. Ooh, I tell you what, we need a better gun. But you know, we do get stronger weapons, I believe, as we go through the game. Some of the characters have special shots.
Thank you.
All right. I do not like that weapon. And I know what I'm supposed to do to avoid it. Yeah. Can I ram him? That might be fun. I can! It might not be good. Hold on, I might end up dead. Doing dumb stuff like that. Ugh. Yeah, I know I don't have that much life. Ooh. I will say the Tybalt fight is a lot tougher than it was in the last version of this I played. Which is good. Alright. Here we go. He's playing that game. That's actually a lot easier than his last weapon, though. Okay, here comes the one I don't want. Nerp. Probably not smart to do what I'm doing, but... Damn. Come here, bastard. Oh, shit. I think I got him. Yeah, I got him. He's done. Slow, horrible death.
Impressive work, Captain.
Fortune, good on ya. You saved her ass back there. I owe you one.
Nah, don't worry about it. After all, Tybalt only found you because I faked a distress signal from that patrol you wiped out.
You fucking what? Why the hell would you do that?
For reasons. First, I knew he hated you enough to fly out here and try to kill you himself. So, that forced him into my little trap. Second, Tybalt's in possession of something really important that we're going to need. Now that his ship is disabled, you can climb aboard and get it. And third, because the last time we worked together, you tried to run off with my half of the payload. You unbelievable dick!
Make us watch a chud asshole 69.
Hmm, just got a bad idea. How about I fly your ship into your sun instead?
Corset 0000. Nickname will override and sink you will not disable.
gonna get hot.
Okay, time out. I'm officially calling a timeout on all killing and all homicidal threats until I know what the hell is going on here.
A wise decision.
Suicidal navigation orders canceled.
All right, make it quick. What's the deal, Trouble?
We just so happen to have a mutual friend. And they helped me put together the opportunity of a lifetime for us.
Us? As in, you and me, working together again?
You're the only East Island I know that has a ship with military-grade stealth-tech, and isn't shy about breaking the law. Believe me, if there was anyone else as qualified in the entire galaxy...
Don't stop there. Why not mention my stellar military record as well?
Stellar until they court-martialed your ass?
Flippin' heck, that was all just a big misunderstanding.
Actually, Captain, communicating with a superior officer is indeed against Solar Navy regulations. Especially if it's with Tyrell Hans.
The epitome of professionalism. Now, I'm gonna need you to raid what's left of Tybalt's battleship. And bring back a super important data capsule from his archives.
A raid? That's no one-bloke job. There's no telling how many pissed-off pirates are still alive on the ship.
Oh, I'm aware. That's why I've sent one of my operatives, with some backup, to help you out.
Now hold up a tick. I never said you could bring a team of mercs aboard the Mary Celeste. Those guys could be a bunch of trigger-happy dingleberry-dangling darrows for all I know.
Well, if you're not willing to work with us, the option of finding out how long it takes for your ship to melt is still on the table.
Captain, I am receiving a boarding request from a vessel directly outside our hangar.
Fine. Let them board.
Permission granted per your request. I will meet them in the docking bay and escort them to the bridge.
Relax, Captain. Just do what I say, and everything's going to be fine.
All right. But just so you know, if anyone other than a sexually aggressive, big-titted milk goddess walks through that door, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Eventually, the door to the bridge swings open. Well, looks like he got his request. Lily.
So you're the one leading the raiding party?
Hey.
Let me introduce you to my scientist friend, Dr. Lillian Margulis.
Nice to meet you, Captain. I've heard great things.
Great things? Nah, I'm just some backwater smuggler.
Perhaps. But a man who's not afraid to break the rules and put something you want exactly where you need it can be quite useful.
Oh, fuck me, that is so fucking sexy. Well, welcome aboard. Should I call you Doctor, or...?
How polite. Thank you for asking. Since we'll be working together, I prefer to drop the formalities and just have you call me Lily.
Captain, I apologize for the interruption, but I must warn you about something.
And I'm not just a doctor. That title's a bit limited. I have a doctorate in genetic engineering, with a specialization in laboratory incubation methodology.
Captain, if I may...
I have absolutely no idea what any of that means. So, what exactly do you do, Lily?
I create. And with that being said, how about I introduce you to the rest of our team?
There's more of you. Oh, yes, please.
Oh, no.
Very well. Oh, boys.
Boys?
Magic.
What in the history of fuck are those things?
They're called manticores. or Mantix for short.
Okay, that's what Mantix means.
I'm detecting the DNA of dozens of species within these creatures.
That's correct. They're born from a potent combination that allows them to be highly combat effective and survive in any environment.
They look a bit dim-witted to me, and dangerous.
No need to worry. Mantix are obedient to anyone that wears one of these neural linking Dominus collars. It allows the user to give them commands, even with minimal mutual training.
If you are able to control them, can you please stop that one from urinating on my floor?
All right, I get the setup. The lovely Doctor and I raid the ship with these mutated cunts and bring back your booty. What about payment?
You'll get paid in full once you retrieve the data capsule.
You're telling me I'm just supposed to trust you? You, the one who intentionally threw me into a pirate death trap an hour ago?
That's a fair point, Captain. Let me ask you this. Do you think Fortune would ever fuck you?
Come again?
Here we go.
Do you think she'd ever fuck you? Put your cock in her mouth? Let you stick it anywhere you want?
I'd have to go over hard no on that one.
Well, I will. And if you do this, I will. You see, I conscripted into the military just like all Solas do. I've been in combat before.
What does that have to do with us possibly banging?
Mortal danger and adrenaline have a way of getting me turned on to the point that I can barely think of anything other than getting absolutely pounded over and over until I fucking explode. Does that sound like an appealing opportunity to you?
For some reason, I am suddenly quite interested in this job.
All right, you two. Knock it off. The emergency system on Tybalt's battleship is holding together for now, but that thing's gonna blow within the next hour. We need to get over there, grab the data capsule, and get out.
Well, Captain, it's time for you to see what the Dominus can do.
All right, position Lily on the highlighted tile. Here we go. Oh, position drumstick on the highlighted tile. Toadstool on the highlighted tile. Volghetto on the highlighted tile. Start combat.
We're good to go, Captain. Just in time, too. Looks like our pirate chums have arrived.
Mild warning, I am terrible at strategy RPGs. I've played several of them. I mean, we can even go back to Vanguard Bandits. We can go back to Bahamut Lagoon. We can go back to a lot of these that I've played. The Disgaea series. I'm just not that good. There was even a game called, what did they call it? Eternal Darkness or Eternal Pink something. It was called Poison Pink in Japan. But I played it, and it was one of the hardest ones. And yes, it was very difficult. It's on the PS2, and I don't know if they've ever ported it. But yeah, that one will definitely test your mettle. Now this, I don't know. And I haven't really played any XCOM or stuff like that. And I have not played the Venus Blood games, even though I own them all. Yeah, I know, right?
Guys, what are we doing here? I thought our boss made an ethically uptight statement that he didn't want to be associated with porn.
Yeah, well, can't exactly release a bunch of premium assets for free. And then not expect someone to throw him into a shovelware smut game at some point.
So the highlight, oh.
I've got a clean shot of that funny looking one over there. Should I take it?
By clicking the icon or pressing the Q key. Okay, yeah, that was neat. Okay.
What the suck? I swear I did more damage in my last game.
Now, that just won't do. Oh, darling, why don't you show that scoundrel how to play nicely?
Character's attack. Well, we're not going to go through that. Take the unit from the side. Okay, cool. We can do side. Yeah, you really can't do that anymore.
Did you just crush that bad man's spinal column for money? What a sweet boy.
Bad man's spinal column. That guy?
This armor costs 17 million credits. Did you really expect to break it so easily, you arsemongers?
Okay, so there's armor. Oh, you have to move over there and then you can.
Nice shot. He's a good monster. Oh, yes, you are.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, you got an adrenaline bar. That's cool. All right. Shield is broken, any unit can do full damage. Okay, I didn't understand this stuff last time I played. Okay, they're telling me I can't.
Assets to do this job. Weaklings, all of them. Now you will feel the true power of the Dread Fleet.
It's the ship's captain. He looks tougher than the others. How do we take him out?
Okay. Oh, yeah, duh. I know about defense. Alright. He's got no shield, so we can take him out pretty easy. How do I go back? There we go. Perfect. Damn. I still can't move close enough to really. Okay, I can get behind him. Shield. The Lugia attack would be good from behind. Unfortunately, there we go. Oh, okay, I forgot I'm this guy now. Alright. Who am I? Okay, yep, there we go. That was it.
That was positively amazing. I've never felt so savagely delighted.
Okay, so I understand this a lot better now than in the very first version of the game.
Still no sign of the data capsule. We'll keep looking and dealing with any other wankers that get in our way.
Alright. This is a lot different. Alright. Toadstool is a range. And this one, he's good at going behind people and biting them. Alright. I want a sharpshooter him. Hold on, has that guy got a shield? No, he doesn't have a shield. Alright. I'm gonna check that every time, guys. Okay, I know what that does. Oh, that was easy. Alright. He's only useful when he's up close, so I'm gonna move him a little. Oh, wrong character. I'm gonna move him right there. And have him defend. He can loogie this guy. Alright. I don't think he can loogie anybody else, but he can defend. Oh, that's cool. You can attack and defend at the same time. Ain't really much I can do with him. Defend. Okay, cool. Auto heals sometimes. That's neat. Alright, so that was easy. Okay, let's fight some stronger ones. What the hell is that? Sequencer. Alright, hold on. Maybe we could sharp. Ooh. It's like I can't do shit right now. Oh, alright. You can't sharpshoot people that are directly in front of you. They have to be a certain. Alright, that makes sense. I'm gonna go over there and bite him in the side. That should kill him. Yes, Final Fantasy Tactics is another one you can add. I've played it. I never finished it, but I did play it. Ooh. Alright. Loogie time. I'm gonna go over here and just beat the shit out of him. There we go. Alright. She can't sharpshoot people in front of her. That kind of sucks. So we'll just defend. And, yep. Last wave. Okay, so we fight waves of enemies. He didn't like that. All right. Okay. He's about to get a loogie. Yep. No, I don't want to put him in harm's way. Yeah, a little bit's not gonna hurt him. Barely touched him. Bye.
True. I feel like a proud mother watching my children grow up and become the successful killing machines I always knew they could be.
Okay. Drumstick, Bogetto, he's a ground fighter, and Toadstool, he's Loogie. I just literally see him as Loogie.
Looks like we've located the data vault. The capsule should be right here.
All right. Alright.
Tybalt?
Oh yes, I live. And after I dismember you and your friends, I'll board my escape pod and watch you burn to ashes. What do you think about that?
Lock the toilet.
Okay. Tybalt's boss battle. Alright, so let's look at Tybalt. He doesn't have a shield. 45 physical damage. Okay, he can do some dumb shit, so let's get ready. Now, I don't know if these are ads that keep coming back. Guard. Okay. Damn. Already? He's weak. Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. Defend. He's got 1,000 health, keep that in mind.
I've got the capsule.
Did I win?
just give me a minute to teabag this little shit, and we can be on our way.
You may have defeated me now, but we shall see who suffers the final cuckening, Captain!
Yeah!
Jibble has activated the ship's self-destruct sequence. I highly suggest immediate evacuation.
I don't wish to pull rank, but perhaps you can save your ball-dragging antics for a later date, so that we don't all risk perishing in a massive explosion.
Please, can't get away!
Did you forget our little arrangement, Captain? You've got something much more satisfying waiting for you back on the Mare Celeste. And now that I'm about as turned on as I've ever been in my entire life, how about we go back to the ship? And we celebrate this new partnership of ours properly.
You really do know how to persuade me, don't you?
Everyone, shuttle, now!
Jolly good job. Evolution is a wonderful thing.
You remember when I said you could put it anywhere, Captain? I wasn't lying.
Bugger me, senseless!
That is the idea. So tell me, should I make a silly examination joke at this point? Or just stuff my panties into your mouth and fuck you?
Just the sex, please.
Very well. Say,
Sorry, guys, I gotta check something. Yes, I'm using Flux. Just for an hour. There we go. Be enjoying it, just what the doctor ordered, right? Wow, I should keep her glasses on. That is amazing. What is this? Oh, I can move shit, and I can zoom in and out. Wow, I can really zoom. I can't zoom in that much.
Charge.
That's... yeah, I was talking more about us and this. You see, Demi and I are pretty close, if you know what I mean.
And
I'm just saying that the whole sexual dynamic aboard this ship is quite ambiguous at the moment, and I don't really see that changing anytime soon, so...
Oh, Captain, how adorable of you. It doesn't matter if you shag other people, and I'm not going to stop shagging you if you do. In fact, it only turns me on more. So, allow me to introduce you to something absolutely splendid. Welcome to Pandora. This system will allow you to arrange a steamy romp with any of the ladies on the ship.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, this is hot! I feel like a pervert in a pussy store.
Leveling your waifus will get you PP, aka Pooter points. The more you earn, the more you can enjoy. Use the grid to unlock the depravity you wish to taste. Assemble your feast, and then devour it. As you can see, you've already unlocked this lovely little scene of ours here. This is called a recruitment scene. The yellow border means it's extra special. Spend your points wisely, Captain. You cannot undo purchases, so don't blow them all on one blowjob. This is just a sampler of the wonders of Pandora. As your revolution progresses, you'll find a delectable assortment of wank material here. Experiment, Captain. I'll leave you to it then. If you want me or any of the other loyal ladies aboard to pay you a visit, simply give us a call with Pandora. Ta-ra!
Skin color selections for the captain are available under the gameplay section of the options menu. Demi's devotion increases by one with each augmentation found. Congratulations, you can now use Pandora to continue with the story. Press exit. Feet-o-rama, bulging belly. There's a lot. Requires a specific mantic to be recruited. So this is all stuff you can do with the doctor. Well, I know we have feet fans, so here we go. Here's the what do I do? Just launch? Much to that one. That's all there was on that one, guys. Now, with the devotion quest, they promised 40 minutes of material. That's more than you get in some porn films, guys. So, you gotta do the devotion quest, though. Checkmate. Feet-o-rama, you take that one back out and you go. Okay. Oh, so you can mix and match. Basement. Alright, let's see some tentacles. Wow. Make this not safe for work on BitChute, but I don't think tentacles are enough to be like not safe for life, because tentacles are so common in hentai now. We'll save the really crazy stuff for the Not Safe for Life tag. Plus, I do want people that enjoy Subverse to, you know, not have to worry about the red banner. It's not that crazy. Nothing in this game is going to be that crazy. Which is one good thing about the Western games for the most part. Because I know that I don't have to worry about, holy shit, what the hell is that, right? Because sometimes Japan will be like, hey, let's, wow, okay, that was something. Nothing, no offense to Japan, but, you know, there's just a lot of things, even here on joystick, I cannot show you guys. Like, I can't. I literally can't. And some things, though, from Japan, you guys don't want to see. Like, I was like, oh my god, what am I watching? So we still got about 20 minutes. I plan on doing 2 hours, but it just got too late, and I'll definitely do more of this. Now, BitChute fans that are going to see this later, there's going to be a lot more of this, but it won't be with me talking. It'll be gameplay. So you'll just see it like a regular game, and all the audio will go through the speakers of the game and won't come through, you know, the mic. General Bly's mainframe, Harry, taps into the Solar Navy's communication systems.
All right, everyone. Take your positions and prepare to open fire on the turbulence. We'll have this gaudy behemoth torn to pieces in no time.
General Willoof, why am I not surprised to find you excavating the Imperium's asshole with your tongue? What kind of deal did they offer you to get rid of me this time?
Greetings, Blythe.
Oh, she's Russian. Russian.
Excuse for etiquette during your pitiful fall from grace. I would address you as General, but we both know you no longer bear that rank. At least as far as the Solar Navy is concerned.
And I would address you with respect, but we both know you're nothing but a traitorous bitch of a parasite, sucking away at the remains of our once proud empire.
Not even the dignity for gender-neutral insults in this day and age. What a pity you turned out to be. And this army of yours, the requital. You command nothing but a bunch of augmented, insentient abominations. Such fitted monstrosities.
They are called Manticores. And they are the obedient soldiers that will fight for the true destiny of our species. I wouldn't expect an impotent failure like you to understand.
Enough of this. I'm going to give you one chance to surrender. You know, decorum and all that.
No. I'm going to give you one chance to surrender. If you engage, I will be forced to destroy your entire fleet. I will not hesitate to do so. Fuck off. Now.
Always the diplomat. I had hoped you would find a way to die with at least some semblance of dignity. Such a shame. Farewell.
I await your next command, General. I do hope it involves mass destruction.
These men would rather sit on the Imperium's cock and call it a throne than die with honor. I will not allow this. I believe in freedom. In a future where we will no longer suffer the unjust sanctions of dickless bastards that fear our ascendancy. Those that fear our true power. This man must be eliminated so that I can take my rightful place as the supreme commander of the Solar Empire. For I am the last great hope for all Solars. And this is the army that will blaze our path to redemption. This is the motherfucking... fucking requital!
Execute Order 66.
I see what they were doing there.
That's the villain, I gotta say. She's badass.
As I have enjoyed watching you skin sacks murder each other, I believe there is room for more carnage. General Will of Ship remains on the field.
Oh, really? Hey, pussy, are you still there?
You fucking bitch!
So much for your bullshit. I need to go to general. Come back to fight your gentleman in the corner. No wonder you bent over so easily for the Imperium. One.
They will come for you. The Imperium won't let you get away with this.
Fool! You chose to commit a large portion of your remaining forces to a personal pissing contest. That kind of stupidity and weakness must be eradicated for our people to thrive. Thing? You sold us out, you spineless bulk, upon the asshole of our species.
You don't care about our future! You just give thousands of souls!
You forced my hand, which, by the way, is something I had to replace after your betrayal.
You're fucking insane!
I'd rather be crazy than a traitor. How many of us died at the Battle of New Vegas when you turned? What a pitiful. At least after today, you won't be able to make any.
Shall I relay the command to take the lives in general?
No.
What are you doing?
Target his heat sinks. Let him burn.
Oh, yes. I agree. That feels much better.
Take down this message and send it to whatever remains of the Solar Military.
Yes, General. Shall I relay this message on a background of middle fingers and fully holographic meat spins?
Of course. Also, cue my triumphant villain anthem.
Harry sets up a live... A live broadcast of Blythe. I don't have that many lines in this one. I need to make them count.
Dear backstabbing pricks, I'm looking at the burning wreckage of an entire solar fleet and the eviscerated corpses of 10 elite assassins, and I'm not happy. Actually, Harry, make that 11. The limbs were sort of scattered, but I
see the extra head over there now. I'd give you some kind of bad bitch line about never coming back here, but I think we both know your balls have been sufficiently snipped. Since it won't be long before the rest of Prodigium is beneath my heel, I greatly look forward to your surrender as well. Sincerely, General Elizabeth Blythe, leader of the Requiem, the true heirs of Earth's legacy. P.S. In case I didn't make this perfectly clear, get fucked.
And with that, Harry ends the broadcast.
Very poetic, General. Message relayed. What now?
Hold on. Boy, gotta turn off.
Our lead researcher has escaped with something very important to us. I want her found.
But, General, our benefactor has already reinforced our science division to complete the new project. We were strictly instructed not to risk Imperium aggression by scouting with Requital forces.
This is personal, Harry, and that's also why we are outsourcing this task. Get me someone discreet so that our benefactor won't be aware. Also, you are not to make them aware, or I will have you replaced and transferred to the lower decks, where you will serve no purpose other than maintaining our septic system for the rest of your existence. Do you understand?
Yes, General. You have sufficiently threatened me. I do not wish to suffer such a fate, so I will make the arrangements.
You're going to regret it. You're going to regret stealing from me, Lily.
The plot Captain, thickens.
Fortune is on the line, and she's asking to speak with you immediately.
Yeah. Give me a tick. I can't find me Dundas.
Captain, I do not like to be kept waiting. So? Can you both please get dressed?
Act like you're not impressed. Besides, if you don't want to see the first mate and his cadets, learn some bloody patience.
If you're calling about the mission, I'm happy to report it was a smashing success.
Now that you've finished with your dirty team-building exercise, I've got a mutual friend on the line to discuss why we're all here. They don't like to be kept waiting either.
Great. Hopefully they can make sense of the overall plot so we can give this game a proper go, hey?
Patience, Captain. Foreplay is essential for a memorable experience.
Greetings to my favorite Big Dick Bandit. Still taking part in a mix of dubiously legal shipping contracts and the culling of scumbags?
Era, you bloody ripper! How the hell are ya?
Senator, what a surprise. I believe this is the first time we have had an official Imperium representative on the line that we weren't attempting to blackmail.
Fortune, you didn't tell me we'd have such a distinguished hero involved in this operation.
I haven't seen you since we tag-teamed that Nightcap Booker in New Vegas.
Yes. I miss the old days. The downfall of New Vegas was truly one of the greatest tragedies of our time. By the way, we're about to drop some seriously heavy-handed exposition bombs, so why don't you mark the really important shit down in your codex for review?
That is an excellent idea, Senator. Scanning. Codex assembly and integration is complete. You are welcome to continue your lore funneling at any time, Senator.
You can now access your codex from the escape menu.
The Imperium has ruled over Prodigium for millennia, using their holy scripture known as the Veil to enforce a strict code of purity and conformity.
Whoops.
Those species willing to obey the Veil and blessed to receive an invitation to the Imperium Senate have thrived. Others, like yours, have been much less
wayside and left to rot. It's funny, in a way. You Solars arrived like a miracle from the void. All of Prodigium was in awe, amazed to welcome the only life forms in history to brave a wormhole and make it out alive.
That sure changed real quick once the Imperium realized our ship was a prison transport. I mean, I get we weren't the ideal refugee candidates, but did you have to force us to live on an actual garbage planet?
Well, we figured you'd be content with upgrading from inmates to janitors. But we quickly learned you motherfuckers could not be controlled so easily after you constructed New Vegas from a bunch of leftover scrap.
Those were the days. Partying non-stop at the most kick-ass resort of depraved entertainment in all of Prodigium.
New Vegas. You guys have no idea how much it pisses me off, but I never got to see it.
I remember it fondly. The deathmatch gambling, the finest recreational narcotics imaginable. And of course, who could forget the non-stop interspecies fuckathons?
Fucking A. We'd still be living in the golden age if it weren't for those limp-dick bureaucrats voting to shut us down.
The Imperium was afraid. The amount of lewd corruption you inspired in such a short period of time was staggering. You can't exactly push an agenda of purity like the Veil to the masses and then let them be exposed to something like New Vegas.
After all, kitty tassels don't quite go hand in hand with celibacy and scripture thumping.
No, they certainly don't. However, it was really all about your military. All that tourist cash managed to buy you an armada even the Imperium didn't want to fuck with. The Battle of New Vegas only confirmed their fears.
We refused to shut down, and you refused to back down. I mean, someone was getting their dick kicked in.
If you had not intervened, the Imperium would have continued raining fire long after our military was bested. We would have been wiped out. The Solars owe you so much.
Oh, please, I only did what I had to. It doesn't matter who shot first, Empress Cassadora had no right to order your extinction. We're all lucky that she listened and showed mercy.
Cassadora was a right old witch. I'm glad she's no longer in charge.
The people of Prodigium were already pissed at her and our obviously corrupt Senate for ordering the end of New Vegas. If she followed through, there would have been anarchy, which would have just resulted in even more blood on the Imperium's hands.
And that's exactly why we're here. The only thing that's going to stop them is one hell of a plan, and a team just crazy and skilled enough to pull it off.
So, Captain, any plans this weekend? How do you feel about helping us overthrow the intergalactic government?
Overthrow the Imperium? You guys are fucking... You guys are fucking serious?
Now is the time, Captain. I was able to convince Empress Cassadora to spare your species, but there are many others that have not been so lucky.
Prodigium has become a graveyard of protesters. And Cassadora's reign may have recently ended, but she's chosen Celestina as her successor.
Celestina is still young and naive. We cannot risk letting Cassadora influence her to lead Prodigium into another 1,000 years of terror.
It's up to us. The authoritarian shit show is this close to hitting the fan, Captain. This may be our last chance.
Dead juice, oh boy. Any plan to pull it off?
I'm glad you asked, Captain. As fate would have it, I've recently gained control of a rather large Imperium slush fund. I'll be diverting as much of it as possible into this operation of ours. It'll be glorious watching them finance their own destruction. Fortune is one of the top black bag operatives in the galaxy, and she has never let me down. She will be the brains, and you will be my anally applied fist of wanton destruction.
We have two objectives. First, we're going to recruit a diverse team of vicious, powerful, and sexy lady rebels to wear the Dominus and serve as your commanders. Second, you will lead them on missions throughout the 5 sectors to destabilize the Imperium to its tipping point. And that's when we strike.
We are going to make an army, Captain. That's why I'm here. to breed a legion of manticores capable of revolution. Once they're ready, we'll be perfectly positioned to take over.
So what you're saying is you want me to wage a vicious guerrilla warfare rebellion against the most powerful single entity of domination in the entire known galaxy, and I'm gonna do it by fighting them with a team of smoking hot outlaw warrior Sheilas and an army of horrific monstrous bioweapons?
I take it you're in.
Fuck yes, I'm in! This is fucking metal!
Yep.
That's good news. If you weren't, we were just going to have to kill you.
If it were up to me, we'd still find a way to do that.
I'll be on my way now. After all, as a senator, I need to keep up appearances. But fear not, I'll be checking in on you crazy bastards when I can.
Wait, wait. You're just gonna have us do your dirty work and that's it?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you're gonna make a hell of a lot of credits doing it.
Oh, yes. The captain loves money. And narcotics. Especially narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I'll be plenty busy keeping the Imperium off your backs. However, should any of you be caught, or worse, during your mission, I will disavow all knowledge of this bullshit. So long.
And now that you're up to speed on the whole revolution thing, we've got work to do.
Right on. Let's get to it. I'm looking forward to doing some smashing, both of the tinny and lady variety.
Not so fast, Captain. While the Mary Celeste self-drive and the Phoenix's combat system are state-of-the-art, we're gonna need a whole lot more than that to take on the Imperium.
And I'm going to need to set up my lab. Manticores don't grow themselves, unfortunately. We need a master mechanic, and we need one now.
I have an old friend that both qualifies and happens to owe me one hell of a favor. His name is Dalek, and his space station is constantly on the move due to his wanted status. However, I implanted a code onto its mainframe a while ago to track it, for insurance reasons.
Your coordinates have been received, Fortune. It appears this Mr. Dalek is quite close. Shall I set a course, Captain?
You heard her. Let's pick this bloke up and get the Mary Celeste into prime, dick-swinging shape.
I think you can handle recruiting one guy, and I've got a galaxy-wide war campaign to plan, so I'll leave you to it. Check back in with me after Dalek's on board.
Okay.
She said this guy was legit.
Where have you been, man? I got my last friggin' round in the chamber.
Peculiar. I think he believes us to be a weapons dealer.
You gotta hit me up with a supply drop of that sweet pharmaceutical bit, or I'm gonna start sweating all six of my balls off over here.
He thinks we're some kind of dealer, all right.
Perhaps we can use this to our advantage. Let's lure him on board with the promise of narcotics and sexual pleasure.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, man, it's me. I got your order right here. Thing is, though, the hangar door is busted. You gotta come over here and get it.
Aw, you gotta be joking. You know I don't leave my station.
Yeah, sorry about the inconvenience. How about I give you a 20% discount and a blowjob bonus?
What the fuck?
Tell him all about it, babe.
Oh, yes. I will insatiably gobble your massive cock, Daddy.
Now that's a sex bot.
Wait a minute. You're not Steve. You got 5 seconds to explain just what the shit you're trying to pull here, man.
Wow, okay. Listen, I got
The good news is we just so happen to have a mutual interest in the narcotic art. And I'd be happy to share what I'm holding if you happen to be doubting.
There's no doubting here, man. This is, an Imperium-sanctioned deep salvage operation. You know, salvaging stuff. Like,
let's cut the shit, all right, mate? Fortune sent us.
Fortune? Whoa, man. I know I owe her, but what's she sending the leg braces after me for?
We're in need of a master mechanic. If you can detect my ship even in stealth mode, you must be good.
Of course I am. That doesn't mean that I want to work with that crazy broad again.
You and me both, little fella, but she's not gonna let me leave without you, so you better get your ass on me ship.
Offering me a job and threatening me at the same time? You really do work for Fortune, man.
Captain, sorry to interrupt, but I'm reading some dangerous activity on the scanners.
What kind of activity?
Oh, shit! I see them too!
Right. Care to explain just what the hell those things are?
You don't know about the fuck box? Where have you been?
Locked inside a lab by a bloodthirsty xenophobic military tyrant and forced to perform illegal genetic experiments.
Damn it, Lily. This is not the time to be dropping crucial parts of our backstories.
That's later. Those things are infected with a catastrophic pleasure droid system virus. They're gonna impale us with laser cock swords, harvest our tech, and infect any other platform they find.
That means me. I would prefer not to be indoctrinated. I've already had enough foreign objects in my chassis for the day.
What the hell are they doing way out here anyways?
Yeah, that's on me. I've got all sorts of premium robotics on board. You know, real Black Ops shit. They tried to knock me off a few times already, but I was able to convince them to fuck off with my Titan cannons. This time, looks like they brought backup.
Mr. Dalek, I regret to inform you that this fuck-up fleet is beyond defensive capabilities of your station.
Ah, isn't that a shame? If only there was someone around that was hoping the team up.
All right. Just help me get rid of the fuckbots and I'll come with you.
You got yourself a deal, Demi.
The Phoenix is ready for battle, Captain.
Mind if I tag along? Considering the odds are stacked against us, you could use an extra hand on the weapon systems.
Good as gold. I fly, you shoot. Let's show these Bobo cunts a good time.
Okay. So we're in another gameplay segment.
Revolution, here we
come.
Locked and loaded, Captain. Tell me who to pop first.
Alright. So, this is all we're gonna do right now. You'll definitely get more of this, people on BitChute, because, yeah, I'm gonna be playing this probably the next couple of days. Probably won't get a chance to play tomorrow, but Sunday and Monday, I'm probably gonna be booked playing this for a while. So, yeah, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll see you guys later with more Subverse in the future. Remember, you can buy the thing right now. It's $40. They only put it up like 10 bucks more. And it's a full game. So there's a lot of movies. If you like visual novels like we do here, you're going to like it because obviously it's a visual novel, but it's a lot more active than the visual novels that we normally do. It's not like slideshowy. There's a lot of movement and talking and things. So it's kind of cool in that way. But, yeah, I like it so far. And definitely want to get more into it. I don't think it's that long of a game. I think it was like maybe 10 hours on how long to beat. Maybe a little more with the devotion quests and stuff. But, yeah, you'll get your money's worth out of it. It's pretty fun. So, alright, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's... Let's see, what are we calling this? Adult Games Corner? Yeah, Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Grimm Plays, whatever. Grimm Plays with more Subverse. Stay tuned, guys. We're not done yet. And I am out.